Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Senator Charles Grassley of Iowa about Comey's testimony. This is part one of a two-part interview. First, can you tell our listeners about former FBI Director James Comey's testimony that was held last week?
The good news for the president is that he's been told by Comey he's not under investigation. Now, that's been the situation for all year, but the public knows it now, and the public should have known it sooner. The other bad news for Comey is the fact that he's a leaker, and I'm sure that people are going to question the legitimacy of his leaking. As chairman of the Judiciary Committee, I would question what he was leaking when I wrote letters to him before he resigned to get what information was in the same memo that he had leaked, as an example. I believe that there's still some unanswered questions, but I wouldn't expect the Intelligence Committee to go after them because they're pretty narrowly focused upon their intelligence agenda. So my Judiciary Committee has jurisdiction over the FBI, and hopefully we're going to be able to get Comey to come before our committee. We've invited him. He refused. I'm working with Senator Feinstein, the ranking Democrat, to see if we can get some bipartisan cooperation to have a subpoena to get him there and subpoena some documents and some memos that we need. Also, I assume that there's a stone wall between my committee and Comey at this point because I think the special counsel, Robert Mueller's, going to have something to say about any committee of the United States Congress. What we might ask for, is it going to interfere with Mueller's investigation? And if it interferes with his investigation, I'm sure he's going to tell the Department of Justice not to give us the information.
So what's the next step that the American people will see?
Well, first of all, you got to remember that Mueller said that it could take over a year for him to get to finality on it. There's some talk over the weekend that it might be a lot shorter period of time than what he originally said. But regardless, people that want answers from the special counsel may have to wait a long time to get answers there, and there isn't apt to be as many leaks out of the special counsel's office as there is out of the bureaucracy generally. So maybe the public that wants an answer yesterday, even as far as the congressional committees are concerned, may not have answers for them, except the congressional committees usually have open sessions so people that want to follow it can get their curiosity satisfied that way.
So they just need to wait.
Well, I'm sorry to say it, but that's true. If you're asking for an investigation, you got to wait until the investigation's thoroughly done. You don't do half of a job, particularly if you're expecting prosecution. As a result of your investigation, you want to make sure you've got enough evidence to get a person successfully prosecuted.
That's been today's Washington Page with Republican Senator from Iowa, Charles Grassley. This is part one of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.